Broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
This poor woman, yeah. If you saw Nancy Pelosi...
When our kids spend so much of their time each day...
Yeah, that cheetah's there. They do what they do.
I'm in shock. I am in shock.
Boy,
I didn't even know...
Headache.
World famous Phil Hendry Show every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast. And
what a headache.
A news talk and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. 877-876-PHIL and online at philhendryshow.com. We go in places no other talk show can go, doing things no other talk show can do. Walking on the edge like a snail crawling along the edge of a straight razor. In the words of my man...
Boy, what a headache.
Colonel Kurtz. 877-876-PHIL. Don't forget philhendryshow.com. The Jets' strength coach is in hot water for intentionally tripping a Miami player. New York may have a serial killer on the loose. Plus, American internet use has caught up with television use. That is very significant. 877-876-PHIL. A lot of people are going online to watch TV. A lot of people are going to Hulu, or what do you do, bud?
Yeah, I've done it. Hulu.
No, man, Hulu. Hulu? You do that?
Well, I thought it was Hula, but...
Well, you know what, bud? You must know that it's Hulu, because if you thought it was Hula, you'd be looking for a Hula, and you would never get over to Hulu, or whatever the hell. So...
Yeah, get all upset about it. You're going to start crying.
Yeah, man, what do you... Don't cry like that Don Mixon guy. Oh, okay, you know.
Yeah, he was going... I thought he's gonna gag up or something.
Yeah, speaking of gagging up, man.
Yeah, your face, man.
So in any event,
what are you talking about, gag up on my face?
Just enough with the Don Mixa impressions, all right? I understand he was very emotional.
Yeah, he's all going, We're gonna do an Ironside about it too.
You mean an iron swine?
Yeah.
All right, so we got an iron swine to look forward to. What's it going to be about?
It's going to be about going to find John Boehner and Don Mixon so they don't cry. Yeah, you're going to keep them from crying.
Okay. You guys are cracking me up. All right, 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL. Welcome to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. And the first story we want to get to here tonight is about this situation. Where the hell is the damn jet story, man? I just had the damn thing. Well, we're going to talk about the New York Jets ball game yesterday in which that coach tripped the player. Jets strength coach Sal Alassi fined, suspended without pay for the rest of the season. Zach Thomas alleges it was not a rogue act, but in point of fact was a plot or a plan. I'm sure I haven't heard what Zach Thomas has to say, but... the story here, the Jets announced strength and conditioning coach Sal Alassi, who tripped a Miami player during Sunday's loss, has been suspended without pay for the rest of the season and fined an additional $25,000. That's a hell of a hit, man. And if you saw the trip, the Miami player was running down the sideline. The Miami player was out of bounds, but that doesn't matter. I mean, Alassi stuck his knee out, sort of hitting him with the knee and the foot. His suspension begins immediately. He's not permitted to have access to the team facility or interact. The Jets were in contact with the league office, but general manager Mike Tannenbaum said the punishment was decided on by the Jets. So Alassi was caught on camera bending his knee on a third quarter punt from the sideline to trip up gunner Nolan Carroll as he was racing past. They call him a gunner, a guy who is just basically a special teams player running to get the ball carrier. A line of players and staffers stood close to the sideline, but both Tannenbaum and Coach Rex Ryan said positioning players close to the sideline on such plays is not something they coach. Tannenbaum said that was among the topics discussed with the league. Tannenbaum said he was briefed on Alassi's actions after the game and was floored. Who's this guy?
This is a guy named Mike Tannenbaum. He's a general manager of the New York Jets.
Of the New York Jets, okay. So Tannenbaum said he was floored. And Ryan said they don't position players close to the sideline. So they discussed this on this kickoff. Special teams play on kickoffs, on punts, where you're having a lot of players at a high rate of speed racing downfield looking to tackle the opponent or racing upfield to try to get some blocks going. The number two strength and conditioning coach, Brian Dermody, will take over in Alassi's stead. Alassi was notified of his punishment earlier this evening in what Tanneman called a quick conversation. The team hasn't yet made a decision if Alassi will be allowed back on the sideline in 2011. Sal feels terrible for what he did, and he took ownership, which I respect, Tanenbaum said. And yet, it's something we take very seriously here. We're extremely disappointed in what he did. There's no place in the game for that, and he knows that, and it's our job to hold him accountable. Here is what Alassi had to say, or is this in the tape? Well, here's NFL announcers reacting to the tripping incident. Here is what happened during the play.
An injured Dolphin on the play is Nolan Carroll. He is on the Jets sideline. Boy, it looked like he got tripped by one of the members of the Jets staff. Well, this is just uncalled for in the NFL. Watch the knee here being stuck out on purpose to trip up Nolan Carroll. Not sure who that person is, but they should be ashamed of themselves for that type of action. That has no place in any athletic event.
I apologize, but I can't tell you who those announcers are. Jeff Darlington of the Miami Herald got post-game reaction from Dolphin linebacker Carlos Dansby.
Oh, that's dirty. That is so dirty, man. That is dirty, man. Come on, man. That need to be on Monday night. Come on, man. Hey, check this picture out. Freeze frame it. Come on, man. It's sad, bro. What is sad? I don't know. But I'm real. This is full game. Rest of the season. Suspend him, man. Get him up out of there.
He fired. To me, he's assistant coach.
He got to go. We got to go, man. It's bringing the whole organization down, man. That's sad, man. You don't do man like that.
All right, here is Dolphin linebacker Channing Crowder, who weighs in on the trip.
Yeah, that cheat is there. They do what they do. They cheat and they talk junk and they, you know, do all that stuff. But we beat the hell out of them today, so they can trip all the people they want to. I wish they'd have tripped me. I broke that old man's leg.
In an interview on a local Miami sports station, former Miami Dolphin linebacker Zach Thomas accused the New York Jets on Tuesday of intentionally creating a human wall to obstruct opponents that they may have been a factor in the illegal tripping of Miami's Nolan Carroll on Sunday.
There's more to this story, you know, than what everybody's looking at this guy. I mean, they had to be ordered to stand there because they're foot to foot. There's four of them side to side on the edge of the coach's zone. And they're only out there to restrict the space of the gunner, who is Nolan Carroll. But there's more to it, because I'm telling you, the only thing he did wrong was intentionally put that knee out there. If he just stood there would have been a problem, even if the guy got tripped. But there's more to this. He was ordered to stand there because no one's foot to foot on the sideline, especially out in the coach's zone.
All right, so, you know, you can hear what Zach Thomas is saying. You heard the reaction of the Dolphins, and you heard that Rex Ryan and Miles Tanenbaum said, quote, positioning players close to the sideline on such plays is not something they coach. But there was a line of players and staffers close to the sideline. So you heard what Zach Thomas said there in the radio interview, said that they had to have been ordered to do that. Coach Rex Ryan of the New York Jets denied on Monday that he instructed his employees to obstruct his employees. Who, you know, I got to tell you, I've never in my life seen such lousy writing. His employees now. You know, generally what it's called is the Jet staff or his coaches or coaches and staff. Because they don't work for him, they work for the Jets. Anyway, he has never instructed his employees, like they work at Walmart, to obstruct Carroll. And Jets special team coach Mike Westhoff on Tuesday also denied playing a role in the incident. Number one, I did not instruct anyone, Westhoff said in a statement to something. I don't know what PFT is supposed to mean. I guess it's a website. Number two, I was not aware. With all of the people on the sidelines, it would be inconsequential, and I would not be involved in any way, shape, or form. So, now who got caught? Oh, it was the Patriots.
About what?
The guys that got fined for cheating, for filming?
Yeah, I was a Patriot.
Well, let's face it. I mean, these guys are going to do whatever it takes to win. And as you've heard it said so many times, and sometimes, you know, they get caught with their hand in the cookie jar. I mean, if you play sports, and I played competitive sports, as a lot of men listening did, and a lot of women, you know full well, man, that you try to take advantage of the rules whenever you can. You try to skirt the rules whenever you can. You know, even in something as simple as baseball, where you're supposed to be inside the coach's box, you're coaching a runner at third or first, you're outside of that box, you make the umpire get you back into the box. All kinds of things happen, and...
What, are you like in Major League Baseball or something?
No, I wasn't in Major League Baseball.
Well, you're talking about you know all about it.
What are you guys talking about anyway?
All about being in a coach's box and stuff. You don't even think about it.
I'm just telling you, man, like in high school, okay?
Yeah, but you want... Like on the Dodgers or something.
Did I say I was on the Dodgers? I said, when you're playing competitive, I know what's bugging you guys. You never played any competitive sports.
Yeah, I did. I played when they had the baseball. I didn't get picked, but I played with the other guys.
When they played baseball, you didn't get picked, but you played with the other guys.
Yeah, the guys that didn't get picked.
Oh, okay. How about you?
What do you mean, how about me? I had a bad back. And everything. And
you mean you were fat?
Yeah.
All right, 877, yeah, bad back. 877-876-PHIL here, world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
You're listening to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. You're listening to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Well, here's a related football story. As long as we were talking about, I don't know what their problem is with the Jets. I guess they tripped the guy. What the hell? Snellville, Georgia, youth football coach's racist ramblings on Facebook have created a rift in a posh metro Atlanta community, with angry parents promising to show up and oust all of the Brockwood Football Association leaders in an election showdown this week. What is the Brockwood Football Association? Sounds like a bunch of freaking hillbillies, doesn't it?
Yeah, it sounds like some junior thing or something.
What do you mean, posh? The coach, Frank Samuelson, who led a team of 10-year-olds in the Brockwood Football Association this fall, well, ain't you something, created the upheaval when he made a series of posts in October that described South Asians as red dots and Hispanics as beaners and mocked other ethnic groups and women. Typical of Samuelson's rants was this entry, misspellings included. I was dining in an Asian buffet today, big surprise. And I heard this morning how Asian students are supposedly so much smarter than American kids. Well, anybody that's used an iPhone.
Yeah, you're trying to defend a guy. He's an idiot.
I'm not defending him, man. You ever tried texting with an? It's you know.
Oh no, that he don't even know how to spell.
All right, fine. He doesn't know how to spell.
What are you defending a guy for? He's a racism.
Oh, is he a racism? You know, you might want to get the words right, man. He's a racist? Is that what you mean?
Yeah, but you're defending him. He don't know how to spell. He's a racist.
Okay, man, I get you. God.
Yeah, you know which side of the bread, where your butter is.
Yeah, okay, man, I'll know where my butter is on which side of the bread. Wow, what an idiot.
What?
Well, it's which side of the bread the butter's on.
Yeah.
Typical of Samuelson's rants was this entry, misspellings included. What are you pointing at, man? I see it.
Yeah, you went supposedly.
I know he did. Students are supposedly so much smarter than American kids. My personal observation is that those fish heads still eat with chopsticks. It took Western ingenuity to invent the fork. I'm just saying. Boy, there's one of the most irritating phrases that has been worked into everything by every unoriginal, stale-thinking person. I'm just saying.
I'm just saying, though.
What, are you doing that on purpose to piss me off?
No, I'm sorry.
In any event, he says they ain't that friggin' smart. What's the story with you, Samuelson? You got 10-year-old children that you coach. You go on Facebook like the dumbass that you are. You publicly post these things. Racist? Well, let's just say that they are ethnically insensitive. I suppose, yes, racist in the fact that you're knocking Asians in general. I don't know, but you sound like an idiot, and you've got 10-year-olds in your charge, and you got the Brockwood Football Association, and don't you realize that how prestigious and groovy they are? You all sound like a bunch of dumbasses to me, every last one of you.
Yeah, but the Brockwood Football Association didn't do nothing wrong.
Dunn didn't do nothing wrong?
You sound like a hillbilly too, man.
They didn't do anything wrong.
They sound like imbeciles, all of them. The Brockwood Football Association, they're 10-year-old kids. They ought to be in a sandlot. They ought to be with a helmet and some ripped jeans, and then maybe they qualify to play in an organized league. While admitting his actions were wrong, Samuelson doesn't think parents should hold the entire board responsible for them by ousting the group and said outsiders didn't understand the context of the post. Listen, stupid, you're working with children. What do you mean they're supposed to understand the context? What are you, David Letterman? Is it in poor taste? Sure. But it was not intended to be printed out and break laws by sticking it on other people's windshields, said Samuelson. Dude, people are going to see this stuff. It's going to be seen by members of the Brockwood Football Association. He's apologized. He stepped down as a board member, and he's hired an attorney because there could be a movie deal. I mean, he may get sued. Another of his postings, which Samuelson said represented inside jokes between friends, they ain't that inside, man, if you put it on Facebook, you idiot.
That they don't understand that.
Don't understand that. Will you guys finally figure something out? When you send an email, when you put it on Facebook, when you put it on Twitter, it ain't inside, and there ain't nobody supposed to understand the context, and there isn't some, you're not defended by anybody or anything. If you send an email and it has one recipient, not a mass emailing, but one recipient, then here's what I would say. I would say you are entitled to your privacy, and if that son of a bitch sends that stuff out and around to a lot of people, then I think they violated some. I think that they are civilly liable, but I still say you got to watch what you're putting into your emails.
What if it's like your best friend?
If you trust the person enough, and you're going to put some stuff in there that you feel is, would be very, very sensitive to the public eye, then, what is it, man? You're taking your rear end in your own hands. What do you want me to tell you,
Yeah, but, I mean, the guy's a friend of yours. You're not going to expect that guy going to do anything.
Listen, man, are you an idiot or something? Do you?
No, I'm not an idiot.
All right, well, then, if you send something to a friend of yours, and your friend decides to turn around and print it for all the world, then I guess you misjudged that guy, didn't you?
No, that guy, he's a liar and everything.
You misjudged him. Take responsibility. You.
Yeah, but he did it too.
All right, he might have done it. You go ahead and sue him, but I'm telling you, you can sue the hell out of the guy. The damage is done. What the hell? Where do people think we're living these days, man? I mean, they can tap into anything. And a lot of these dumbasses using company email. Oh, baby.
Yeah, I'll never do that.
Well, good, man. You use a company computer, and you're using company email, and you're on Twitter, and you're on Facebook, and you're sending this and that back and forth to your friends. They're reading it, and they have every right to read it. Is it weird? Yeah. Is it? I don't know. We live in the day and age of Julian Assange and WikiLeaks, and Michael Moore wants to bail this guy out of prison because he thinks this guy is some kind of a super world patriot. We're living in the day and age, man, where nothing is secret. Nothing. Not even diplomatic cables that represent the dealings of the American people and are highly confidential. That's not even respected any longer. And you got an American citizen, fat ass Moore, who wants to bail this guy out of jail because he thinks it's just so wonderful. This stupid ass, this Assange, he don't even know what he's got. He got sent a whole bunch of stuff. He's picking through it. It reminds me of some guy, an archaeologist, picking through the mummy's tomb, not even knowing what the hell it is he's digging into until the thing puts its mummified hand around his throat.
You think that that's just going to happen?
What?
Well, you don't think a mummy or anything.
Are you an idiot or something? What do you mean a mummy?
That's what you said.
I'm making a comparison. Another of his postings, which Samuelson said represented inside jokes between friends, how to solve illegal immigration. Arrest the 30 million illegals that are here first, have them build a huge brick wall across the border. Those guys do great brick work, and make them build it from the Mexican side of the border. Mount 50 caliber machine guns across the top of the thing, and they shoot anybody who tries to climb over. He said that represented an inside joke. But it is an inside joke, so I guess I wouldn't understand why it's funny. The Brockwood Football Association is one in a network of youth sports organizations across Metro Atlanta that doesn't know how to hire their coaches, doesn't know a damn thing about anything. They got a bunch of 10-year-olds running around. They provide recreation for thousands of kids. Bullcrap. It's the same thing, man. They probably got these kids are trying out for trying out to be on the team. The Brockwood Football Association has brought in $1.14 million in gross receipts since 2005, tax records show. Samuelson served as a board vice president for the diverse organization whose participants are 50% minority. Well, that's fantastic. So he's a good man to have on your board, some guy that's making Asian jokes and dothead jokes. American internet usage has caught up with TV use, plus there may be a serial killer on loose in New York. The world-famous Phil Henry Show and philhenryshow.com.
Phil Henry. World-famous Phil Henry Show.
Welcome back. Our website, philhenryshow.com. Check out our live streaming video of the show and live streaming audio of the show. And it's not exactly a Christmas present, but coming up next month, we're going to have extra cramra. What was I saying?
You're going to have extra cram.
Yeah, you're going to cram it in.
We're going to have extra cameras in the studio.
Oh, yeah.
Extra cameras for our different camera views here in our video cast. And if you go over to our website right now, you can pick up the Best Of series, our classic Best Of CDs. We have some available, and we are selling them, brava. Just click shop there in our menu bar. Four bodies in the New York area, and New York police now are eyeing a serial killer. And I, you know what? I'm tempted to have back on our good friend, Dr. Stone.
Yeah, we should have him back.
We ought to bring back Crime Night, don't you think?
I like it.
Because he'd have a lot to say about this. A serial killer may have abandoned four bodies, each apparently dumped from a vehicle, along a desolate, windswept stretch of highway not far from Long Island's Jones Beach, according to police. Police found the badly decomposed remains just feet from the roadway near Cedar Beach as they search for a missing prostitute last known to be headed to Fire Island, according to Suffolk County Police Commissioner Richard Dormer. At least two of the bodies are female, but authorities haven't determined the gender of the other two. Investigators were taking DNA samples and examining dental records to try to identify them. We're looking at that we could have a serial killer. The beach is about 3 miles from where the missing women from where the missing woman was headed when she disappeared on May the 1st. Wow. But Dormer said there was no indication yet that hers was one of the four bodies. Dormer said the four appeared to have been killed elsewhere and then brought to the site, a strip of land less than 1,000 yards wide that divides the Great South Bay from the Atlantic Ocean. The remains were decomposed. They appear to have been dumped over an 18-month period.
That's where a serial killer going to do it.
Yeah, they got like a place where they keep bodies?
They do. They have places, you know, where they go back and it's kind of weird. It's really weird, in fact. They go back and they, like, relive the crime. So, and the police, of course, with modern DNA technology, like we were talking, man, it's sometimes I'm not saying it's a slam dunk, but it's pretty... It's pretty fast sometimes the way they solve these serial murders now. And that's good, you know. The Jersey City police identified the missing prostitute as 24-year-old Shannon Gilbert of Jersey City. Dormer said Gilbert worked as a prostitute and arranged through Craigslist to meet clients on Fire Island and had met, rather, a client on Fire Island or was planning to. The popular summertime vacation resort of Fire Island is actually a 30-mile strip of villages located just east of Cedar Beach, While some parts of Western Fire Island are accessible by motor vehicle, most visitors travel there by ferry. Police officers returned to the scene on Tuesday with a cadaver dog searching the area for additional bodies. Despite a howling wind, temperatures in the low 20s, and a coating of snow on the ground, the dog would still be able to do his work, according to police. He said the search of the vast remote place, this vast remote area, could take days longer. So, you know, I just think that police these days have the DNA breakthrough is that, you know.
Yeah, I mean, you know, they're going to find out something, though, how it's wrong, you know.
What are you talking about?
I just think they're going to find out, like, they're going to be a lawyer or something who's going to say one day, you know, this is wrong, and here's what's wrong with it, and it'll mess everything up, you know.
Really? I mean, it does seem to be a magic bullet, doesn't it?
Well, what do you mean? They're going to say that it isn't, that it's not people's DNA or something?
No, man, I'm saying they're going to say that they're reading it wrong, or I'll bet you anything there'll be a scandal.
Well, I don't know, man. But why do you say that? Because it's going too perfect? Is that it?
No, I just think, you know, there's going to be a lawyer somewhere who's going to say, wait a minute, you know, all these cases that they freed all these guys, or they put people in prison, the DNA, that's wrong, you know?
I don't know, man. You got to base that on something. You're just saying, oh, I just think it's going to happen, you know?
Well, I mean, look. They always make mistakes. Everybody knows that. How do they know they're reading the DNA right?
How do they know they're reading the DNA right?
What are you talking about, man? A doctor, they know how to read it.
What do you mean? How do they know?
Well, look, man, I can't have this discussion. I think I hear what you're saying, that, you know, maybe they don't have the science right yet. And
yeah, how do they know they're even reading it right?
I doubt seriously if they would be allowing this into a court of law as evidence if they hadn't looked at it long and hard to make sure that it wasn't point of fact and an identifier of a human being. I mean, they're not just, you know, this took years. It took years for them to rely on DNA science enough to say, okay, we can bring this into a court of law, you know, so I don't know.
You're just making up. You're just making up stuff to say stuff.
What are you talking about?
You just want to be like a co-host and everything and go, oh, hey, here's what I think.
No, I'm not. No, I'm not at all, man. I'm talking about DNA.
Now you're all, hey, Phil, here's my idea about everything.
Shut up, man.
All right. Okay. Take it easy. 20-year-old arrested in texting while driving, death of elderly pedestrian. A 20-year-old Tohunga woman. This is in Glendale, California. Has been arrested on suspicion of gross vehicular manslaughter after allegedly running a stop sign and killing an elderly pedestrian while texting on her stupid cell phone. Let that be a lesson to you. After a three-month investigation into the accident, Annie Voskanian was taken into custody at her home this morning. According to Glendale police, she probably just dropped a brick, man. According to police, Voskanian was headed west on California Avenue about 6:37 in the evening on September the 15th. When she allegedly failed to yield at the four-way stop at Columbus Avenue and hit 80-year-old Misak Ranjbar as he was in a crosswalk. After being thrown into the air, Misak Ranjbar landed on the pavement and Voskanian stopped shortly after the collision to remain at the scene. Misak Ranjbar was taken to Los Angeles County USC Medical Center, where he died of head trauma, according to coroner's officials. Investigators have since determined that Voskanian made no attempt to slow down, and that she had been texting on her cell phone at the time of the accident. And that's not easy, that's not hard to find out.
How do you find that out?
Because they know what the phone was doing. They know that at that moment the phone had this kind of activity going on. Or she might have sent the text right at the instant that this man was hit, you know?
Yeah, they go on the phone, that's got all that information.
Yeah, but they don't know that she was writing on it.
Yes, they do, bud. What is it with you, man? Everything.
He's always doing that.
Everything I say, you got a question. Yes, they do.
How do they know that?
Because if you're sitting there and you're pushing buttons, the phone has a record of that event. It's called an event, and the computer event shows that at that moment, at 6:03 and 22 and a half nanoseconds, boop, you hit this letter on your phone. Okay? Because the phone in the computer in the phone shows which event is taking place when, and it knows when the phone's turned off, and it knows when the phone's turned on, and it knows when the phone was activated doing this, that. Okay?
Yeah, you have to get all spastic about it.
I don't like you using spastic. That's number one. And number two, every time I read something, how do they do that? How do they do that?
Hey, man, how do I know? How do I even know you're here, man? I could slug you. Then you know. I wish you would.
All right, will you come on? How do they do this? And how do they do that? And how do they do that now, man?
If you don't ask questions, you're never going to find out nothing.
You're absolutely right about that. But you know what? Here's another one. If you just keep your ears open, man, long enough, you may hear the answer. The hell is that? What is that?
My dinner.
Oh, my God.
Oh, God, it's pizza juice.
Pizza juice on my foot?
Well, why are you in bare feet?
Because I took my shoe. Wow. Go get a rag and wipe it off. And I want you to wipe my foot off. I'm kidding.
God.
Get me a rag. Investigators have since determined that Voskassian made no attempt to slow down and that she'd been texting on her phone. Family members say Ranjbar often walked around the neighborhood for exercise. Voskassian was arraigned Tuesday afternoon. Tuesday afternoon.
I'm just beginning to see.
Yeah, I'm just beginning to see, all right. And it don't look too clear from here, man. The bars are blocking the view. She's inside. Now, I don't know how old this is. She's 20 years of age. Texting while driving. Dig that. So it'll happen. It'll happen. Believe me. I know you think you're paying attention. I know you think, oh, I'll glance up. I'll keep glancing up. No. I won't do it here, and I won't do it. I know you think all of these things, but if you're in an emotional frame of mind and you're pissed off or you really have to get this message out and you're driving because you're trying to save time, you will glance up and you will, too late, see a car or a person. Don't do it. Friend of mine got hit on the freeway by some stupid ass texting. She got hit from behind with her two kids. Car was totaled. They had to cut her out of the car. The kids are fine. She was fine. She was in the hospital though for like 3 weeks. Had serious lacerations. I think they had to go in and go in internally and stitch her up a little bit. The kids were bruised, but they were all right. But the car was completely totaled. She was hit at full speed from behind by some jackass texting on like the Pasadena freeway in rush hour.
Damn.
Americans are now spending as much time using the internet as they watch television. The amount of time spent on the internet has increased 121% over the last 5 years, according to a survey published Monday by Forrester Research. That means they're watching their television on the internet. That means they're listening to their radio on the internet. That means they're watching their movies on the internet. That means they're downloading Phil Hendry audio on the internet at philhendryshow.com.
That means they're watching the Phil Hendry video task
on the internet. While people younger than 30 years old have spent more time with the internet than television for several years, Forrester's survey shows that this is the first year that people in older age groups are also doing so. The amount of time spent on the internet for personal uses tails off among older groups, ranging from about 12 hours a week for adults under 30 to about 8 hours for people over 66 years of age. You know, if you think about that, that ain't a big difference, man. 12 hours for people under 30, 8 hours for people who are 66 years old. Maybe it's because this is the old people are sleeping.
Yeah, but you know, old people, man, they don't sleep as much.
That's true. So you old folks better get your internet viewing up because you don't have any excuse, man. You ain't sleeping. At first glance, this seems like further evidence of the much ballyhooed, if statistically suspect, trend of cord cutting, where people transition from watching television to streaming online video. Pay TV subscriptions in the United States are down this year. Pay TV subscriptions. In addition, wireless carriers like Verizon and Sprint have been encouraging the idea that faster new wireless networks could serve as a substitute for landline broadband services. So cable companies that bundle broadband access with cable television service are seeing threats on multiple fronts. Good. Good. Let that be a lesson to you for that crap service you provide, the arrogance with which you provide it, and so forth. Forrester's survey shows a significant increase in the number of people using the internet to watch streaming video. 33% of adults surveyed this year said they use the internet to watch video, up from 18% 3 years ago. One third. Yet the amount of time people spend with their television remains relatively stable as they hug it and kiss it and squeeze it and hunch it. By contrast, the survey found that people were spending significantly less time reading printed newspapers and magazines. Can they read? Maybe. Maybe not. The rise of the internet is not necessarily leading to a drop in television consumption because the internet, and particularly the mobile internet, simply creates more opportunities for people to connect and consume media. So they're watching television product, but it is a different, what do we call it?
Delivery device.
Different delivery device, exactly. Until recently, the supermarket checkout aisle was not seen as a prime opportunity for media consumption. Huh? Anyway, but the survey did not address directly a vital question, whether people who are watching streaming video on their television consider themselves to be watching TV or using the internet. Very good question. What do you say if you're watching Phil Henry right now on a streaming video thing?
I'm watching Phil Henry on a video.
Yeah, that's what I'd say.
If I asked you and I said, what are you doing right now?
I'm watching Phil Henry on a video.
I wonder how they write that down.
Man, I'd say, are you watching television?
No, I'm not watching television. I'm watching an internet video.
Internet video? Okay.
That's what I'd say, but...
I still got pizza juice on my foot.
What do you want me to do? Wipe it off?
Yes, wipe it off.
Ooh.
What are you doing sniffing my toe?
I want to know whether if this was mine or with the pepperoni.
It was yours.
Don't sniff my foot to figure that out. All right, we'll be back. McDonald's CEO Jim Skinner rails against the food police after legislation goes after Happy Meals. Jim Skinner, he's, you know, man, that's my bread and butter. Excuse the line. PhilHenryShow.com. We'll be right back.
This is the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Phil Henry.
All right, here are the television ratings for last night. How I Met Your Mother, number one, CBS. CBS continues to just beat the brains out of NBC, Fox, ABC, and the CW, and Yo Mama 2. A full night of original episodes gave CBS an easy rating win. On Monday night, The Sing-Off continued to do pretty well for NBC, but it blew next to the monumental monstrosity that am Rules of Engagement and How I Met Your Mudda. And, of course, on Fox, House. And on ABC, the ever-not-popular Skating with the Stars. How long before they give up on that dog?
They're finally Skating with the Star. What's wrong with that?
Oh, God. Oh, God, man. How many times am I going to look at them dancing?
They're not dancing or skating.
Who gives a crap about skating? Let me tell you something about skating. Skating's great. Skating is something they do in hockey. They figure skate. But, you know, it's still a fairly regional sport, man. Not everybody goes out and skates. You know, I ain't skating. You see any skating going on around here?
That's on account of we're down at the ocean.
Yeah, we're down at the ocean in California. It ain't no skating here, man. How about surfing with the stars?
Not my bad, man.
That'd be funnier than hell, man. You see that?
Yeah, are you kidding me? They'd break their ass out there.
I'd love that. Surfing with the stars. Have them do something athletic like that. Let's see them. Anyway, take them out to the North Shore in Hawaii. Take them down there to Oahu. Stick their ass on the North Shore. Stick them right in the barrel of one of those big-ass pipeline waves. And watch the fun begin.
Man, you killed somebody.
Yeah. I laughed my ass off, man. You see one of those guys? All of a sudden, you just see a body and a board, and that's it. Just wow.
Yeah, there goes Justin Bieber.
God, man. All right, anyway, 8 o'clock, CBS, How I Met Your Moms, NBC, The Sing-Off, I'll bet. Fox House, ABC, Skating with Your Star, and CW, The Vampire Diaries, 9 p.m., CBS, 2.5 Inch Men, and Mike and Molly, NBC, The Sing-Off. Now, let's see, 2.5 Men had 14.4 million, Mike and Molly, 12.5. So Mike and Molly is holding, they're holding all of the 2.5 Men audience except for like 2 million. And 2.5 Men builds on the 8 o'clock hour. 2.5 Men's a monster, man. God, Charlie Sheen, good for you, dude. I mean, I guess. I know, you weird ass. But they grab 4 million more viewers at 9 o'clock. NBC's Sing-Off, they basically hold the 9 million. Oh, that's the same show, Sing-Off. So they hold their audience hour to hour. Fox's Lie to Me, a rerun. That's great. 6 million. ABC's Mariah Carey, Merry Christmas to You. She picked up 1 million over Skating with the Stars. And then the Vampire Diaries, a rerun, 1.2 million. Then we move into the 10 o'clock hour. There goes CBS again with Hawaii 5-0, 11 million, which is actually second to Two and a Half Men. So 11 million viewers of Hawaii 5-0. ABC's Castle, 5.5 million viewers, so they just suck. And NBC Chase, 4.6 million. Oh, man, at Chase, they just lose everything from the sing-off. I wonder what it is about, not what it is about CBS, you know, but what is it about the other networks that they can't come out? What is wrong with NBC is the big question. What is all, you know, I have to tell you, they can fire all the executives they want, the Jeff Zuckers of the world. They can do whatever the hell they want. But what is it all of a sudden with a network that brought us Seinfeld, Frasier, Friends? I mean, these were three kick-ass shows. And they can't find a comedy for love or money, man.
I don't know. They don't know dearly. They should have a dance show.
No, man. They only got too many dance shows.
Don't NBC have one of them dance shows, don't they?
I think they. I don't know. They got Donald Trump, but...
They got Donald Trump, but they don't have a dance show. Mike and Molly remains the highest-rated new show on television. Now, why did everybody was saying that it sucked or that it was no good or something?
Well, I think they said they didn't like the show, but people is watching it, you know.
NBC's 30 Rock was nominated for Best Comedy for the Golden Globes, but nobody watches that show. See, that's the another thing about television that is admirable, just like film. It's admirable, just like books. It's admirable. But you'll never see that happen in radio because radio doesn't understand. See, nobody in radio, nobody that runs a radio station, no one that owns a radio company understands anything about what we do being, you know, like art. They just, So here's a show, NBC, no one watches it, but it got nominated for a Golden Globe. So that's kind of nice. And movies are like that. But in radio, if nobody listens to the show, then it's a turd and they throw it away, and which I guess they should, but at least give them an award. Give them more money. Our show produced by Jason Rance, technical director Charles Wagon, our associate producer Dan Northcraft. Remember, PhilHenryShow.com for all your Phil Henry Show needs. Go get a best of CD.
Bruh.
Phil Henry.